This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number for Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. For those of you who've got internet access and visited the website today, pretty scary stuff on their website. It would be virtually, I'd have to have a 5-hour show to cover all the information that's on their website. None of it's good. It's all like really, really bad stuff. And it seems as though that financial ball is starting to unravel and probably unraveling faster than even I thought was humanly possible. If things continue going the way they are, we'll be well over $800 before Thanksgiving. Wall Street finished the day off 3.5 points. Some little skullduggery going on in that market. Dow closed at 13,688. NASDAQ irked out a 6-point gain at 2,799. S&P 500 off a point at 1,540. The layperson looking at those figures would most probably think, everything's fine, don't worry, be happy. Until, obviously, you start digging behind that. Bank of America announced third quarter profits fell 32%. Oil surpasses $90 a barrel during the trading day. In the metals complex, obviously, concern about the U.S. dollar. We'll get to the dollar and oil and all the rest of it during the course of this hour. Gold in New York City closed up $6.90 at $765.40. Silver up 4 cents at $13.79. Platinum up $3 at $1,443. Palladium flat at $3.73. The action's hot and heavy in the aftermarket in Asia. Currently gold knocking on the door of $770. Currently up $3.60 at $768.30. Silver up 7 cents at $13.81. Big story today, obviously, oil. Oil in New York City closed up well over $2.12. Currently in the aftermarket, oil up another 12 cents, sitting at $89.59. And yes, they spanked the dollar today, and they're going to continue to spank it for the foreseeable future. Why? Because we got a president that doesn't have a brain. U.S. dollar index closed at 77.52. Then you say U.S. dollar index at 40. Gold at, who knows, pick a number. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight, we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg time? Just yokes. Perhaps we're just one of God's little jokes. We're sourcing the meaning of life.
Welcome back, my friends. A little Monty Python for a little levity, because for the rest of this hour there's going to be no levity, and it's pretty much doom and gloom from beginning to end. So if you don't want to get severely depressed, I suggest you turn to another station. Because we broke a number of records. Today, crude oil rose above $90 a barrel in New York for the first time after the U.S. dollar plunged to a record low against the euro, enhancing the appeal of commodities as an investment vehicle. Investors purchased oil on speculation the Federal Reserve will cut borrowing costs to bolster the U.S. economy. Oil reached records the past 4 days on concern Turkey will use military force against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq, a step that the U.S. says may damage Iraq's security and disrupt oil supplies. A further decline of the dollar sent the oil price higher as the day went on, said John Kildiff, a vice president of risk management at MF Global Limited in New York. There's a round robin of bullish elements at play. The realization that the price will hit $100 a barrel is seeping into the market. Crude oil for November delivery rose $2.07, or 2.4%, to settle at $89.40 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. It was a record close. On October the 15th, prices passed the previous all-time inflation-adjusted record reached in 1981 when Iran cut oil supplies. The cost of oil used by U.S. refineries averaged $37.48 a barrel in March of 1981, according to the Energy Department, or in today's dollars of $84.73. Brent crude for December settlement rose $1.47, or 1.8%, to $84.60 a barrel, at the London-based ICE Futures Europe Exchange. It was a record close. Why are we having all this? Well, a number of reasons. First, the Turkish legislator passed a measure yesterday that allows the prime minister to authorize one or more military assaults within a year on the PKK. It doesn't look like anything is imminent, but it does make the situation more unstable, said Peter Battelle, president of Cameroon Hanover Inc., a new Connecticut energy consultant. As we have seen, giving politicians permission to attack normally leads to an attack. No kidding. Iraq holds the world's third largest crude oil reserves after Saudi Arabia and Iran, according to BP. Iraq's oil-rich northern region is controlled by a semi-autonomous Kurdish administration. Kirkuk, the center of the region, is about 100 miles from the Turkish border. There's plenty of bullish geopolitical headlines, Mr. Kadhaf said. Yesterday we had Bush World War III comments and the Turkish legislators. As we mentioned before, the no-brain president. I hate saying that, you know, because then I feel I'm sinking to the level of the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, and the Michael Medveds of the world, throwing out derogatory comments about leading political figures. But the man has no brain. It's either that or the people he surrounds himself with are complete morons. Because anybody who understands geopolitical events, how fragile the world is at this point in time, know the world is not safer because we got rid of Saddam Hussein, as the president likes to keep on saying. As a matter of fact, ever since the stupid war started, the world is completely fractured. Completely fractured. The world is far worse off than it was if they just left things alone. But no, I don't know what it is. Maybe the man's on Viagra. Maybe he's not getting any at home. Maybe he needs to prove himself to be a cowboy. But anybody with a monicum of sense will understand that this is a man that has already gone and created two wars. Any mention of a third war, anybody listening to it takes that to the bank. As the story goes on, President George Bush yesterday said a nuclear-armed Iran risks World War III. He added the U.S. and Russia remain in agreement that Iran shouldn't gain any nukes, please. Russia, I looked into his eyes and I saw his soul. No, you didn't. You don't even have the ability to do that. Putin wants to become a superpower. They are a superpower. Next year, Russia, China, and India will contribute more to the world economy than the United States. Next year, China becomes the world superpower. It will contribute more to the world economy than the United States of America. This is a communist country. Think about that for a second. Most commodities are priced in U.S. dollars, so a drop in the dollar has an immediate effect, according to one analyst. The price in dollars needs to go higher to reflect the true value of commodities. A lower dollar makes oil relatively cheap in the countries using other currencies. In the United States, West Texas Intermediate, the New York traded crude oil benchmark, is up 46% so far this year, and they want to tell us we got inflation running at 2.1%. The smallest cost of living increase the government could give Social Security recipients. You can go figure this one out. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries have said a falling dollar justified higher prices because oil-producing countries sell oil in dollars and often buy goods in euros. Algerian oil minister said on October the 15th, the increase in crude prices is helping Algeria recoup losses from the falling value of its currency. And then you've got another strange situation taking place. And that is, what is going on with this creation of J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and other big Wall Street firms in collusion with the Department of the Treasury in order to set up a super fund in order to buy the paper that nobody wants? Well, surprise, 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 Wall Street Journal has an article about what this whole thing is and what they created. A couple of days ago, we told you about these new investment vehicles that have been created. They called UFOs, unidentified financial objects. Pretty much along the lines of collateralized debt obligations. In other words, why did this whole thing unravel is because these brain trusts at MIT and other financial powerhouse institutes of higher learning came up with a computer model that nobody could figure out what the underlying value of anything was. So when the black swan appeared and people wanted to liquidate certain assets, they couldn't get a price. Well, now we know who's done this. Let me share this with you. As I said, from the Wall Street Journal today, who am I to question the Wall Street Journal? Years ago, two London bankers left Citigroup to set up a company specializing in a new kind of investment fund. They named their firm Gordian Knot Limited. They said because they liked the legend about Alexander the Great solving a complex knot by simply taking a sword to it. Now the U.S. Treasury and the world's biggest banks are grappling with their own baffling knot. How to prevent the unraveling of an entire class of such funds called structured investment vehicles from turning into a financial and economic disaster. The industry that grew out of the efforts of the two bankers, Nicholas Sosidas and Stephen Partridge Hinks, is in trouble. Fears are rife that the dozens of huge structured investment vehicles, or SIVs, we call them UFOs, many of them affiliated with banks, will be forced to unload billions of dollars of mortgage-backed securities and other assets. Such a fire sale could ripple debt markets, debt markets that play a crucial role in the global economy by providing financing from everything from company payrolls to mortgage loans. In recent weeks, bankers and treasury officials have held a string of urgent meetings to address the problem. They summoned Messiahs Sosidas and Partridge Hicks because of their expertise in UFOs, which until weeks earlier, some of them had never even heard about. Gordon Knott runs the world's biggest such fund with some $57 billion in assets from an office in London's ritzy Mayfair district. The two bankers are part of a small group of London bankers who engineered what became a $400 billion industry. The funds boomed because they allowed banks to reap profits from investments in new fandangled securities, but without setting aside capital to mitigate the risk. These are UFOs, unidentified financial objects. In other words, what they did is they took those worthless subprime mortgage loans, mixed them with good loans, and sold them off to people. These little time bombs are now exploding planet-wide. People are dumping the dollar in droves.
Privacy crisis, odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a Social Security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back, my friends. What a crazy day. But all the pieces of the puzzle are starting to fit together. Now, I know this may sound complicated to a lot of people out there, but this is something that's been going on, and it's been going on, and the people in the know have known what is coming down the pike for a long time. Now, these structured investment vehicles, another term that we affectionately called unidentified financial objects, are the same thing. One and the same thing. We call them UFOs because most people can identify it with what a UFO is as opposed to what an SIV is. In the wake of the 1998 collapse of hedge fund long-term capital management, Gordon Knott took precautions to protect itself from being forced to sell its assets if markets turned against it. Among other things, the company got rid of a trigger that would force its flagship Sigma Fund to sell if the value of its assets fell. In addition, he says, the firm sought to better match the duration of its assets and liabilities. Analysts now say the veteran organizations, such as Gordon Knott, should be able to survive the current crisis. When troubles with the subprime mortgage loans in the U.S. sparked a broader credit crisis this summer, UFOs didn't appear to be affected because few had exposure to the subprime loans. On July the 23rd, Moody's Investment Service said in a report that UFOs were an oasis of calm in the subprime madness. Within days, through weakness began to show in the short-term debt market. In late July, a bank affiliate set up by German bank IKB Deutsche ran into trouble. It had relied on extremely short-term financing in the commercial paper market to finance investments in riskier securities backed by subprime loans. A month later, Cheyenne Finance, a $6.6 billion UFO operated by a London hedge fund, began liquidating assets to repay debts. By now, investors in Citigroup's UFOs were growing concerned. Citigroup's London office issued a letter to investors in its seven UFOs saying that its funds were sound. On September the 6th, the bank took the extraordinary step of stating publicly through statements to the London Stock Exchange that its UFOs had little subprime exposure. But Citigroup, too, was selling assets. Today, the bank estimates the value of its UFOs somewhere around $100 billion. This is in August. It gets better. Throughout August, U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and other top Treasury officials were watching with increasing concern as the commercial paper market, on which UFOs rely for much of their funding, began showing signs of severe strain. Information from the Treasury Markets Room, where staff sit in front of flat-screen monitors scrutinizing market movements, was painting an ominous picture. The difference between yields on treasury bills, which are considered safe investments, and corporate commercial paper, which companies issue to fund day-to-day expenses, was growing sharply, a sign that investors were rapidly losing confidence. Robert Steele, Mr. Paulson's top domestic finance advisor and former Goldman Sachs group executive, learned from colleagues on Wall Street that the crux of the problem was the UFOs. Investors in commercial paper market had all but stopped lending to the vehicles. Mr. Steele and others within the Treasury began to worry that the bank-affiliated funds would engage in a fire sale of assets, a move that would exacerbate the credit crunch and damp the broader economy. What do you want is a disorderly liquidation, Mr. Steele explains. What you don't want, I should say. On September the 13th, Mr. Steele began phoning Wall Street executives. That Sunday, September the 16th, about 30 people gathered in a large conference room across the hall from Mr. Paulson's office. The group included executives from Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Bear Stearns, and Barclays PLC. As they munched on sandwiches provided by Treasury, a consensus emerged that a large-scale dumping of assets was a likely outcome over the next year. This according to people who attended this meeting. At first, some bank representatives were hesitant to get involved, saying they didn't see a need to participate if they didn't have exposure to UFOs, according to the people who attended. But Treasury officials stressed that even if the banks didn't have direct exposure to UFO assets, there was a broader risk that would eventually filter down to everyone, including the firms. At least one bank representative suggested that the Treasury step in with some money to help bail out firms. The people who attended are saying this. Mr. Steele told the group that wasn't an option. Treasury would only back a private sector market-based solution. We bought the sandwiches and that's it, Mr. Steele told those assembled. In the room was Nazareth Finkelstein. This is too much. This is, hang on, it gets even better than this. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. people everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Song is apropos because you know where all these companies are. They're all situated in Cayman Islands. All the skullduggery that's going on. Now, the guy that put together the restructuring of Iraq's debt in 2006, his name is Nazareth. I won't even try and pronounce his last name. It's beyond my comprehension. It's like Abinajad. It took me, I don't know, 6 months to learn how to pronounce that. He's a 15-year Citigroup veteran who runs a group that deals with unusual situations such as, I mentioned, the restructuring of Iraq's debt in 2005. He's 46 years old. He hadn't known what a UFO was or a structured investment vehicle. He had no idea. The first time he realized what it was is when he received a call several weeks earlier from a government contract asking him to work on a solution. He and his team came up with an idea to create a fund that would bridge the gap in the market by acquiring assets in a way that might give investors more comfort, according to a person familiar with this meeting. And at the meeting, they unveiled his plan, which was printed up in color, says one person who was present. The following week, the group gathered again in New York. There were fewer bankers, but they were joined by the big UFO investors, including Fidelity and Federated Investors, Inc., and together with Messiah's Sosardis and Partridge Hicks. UFO managers expressed frustration with investors for backing away from the market, according to two people who attended. Investors complained that the UFOs were not as reliable as they had been billed, one of these people says. Ultimately, all sides settled down and agreed that a solution would be very important to the market. No kidding. Well, this whole thing is now unraveling, my friends. This has got so out of control. Now, you mean to tell me that Secretary of the Treasury, Paulson, who, by the way, let's talk about the Plunge Protection Team. They meet every day. If they don't meet in person, they talk on the telephone. And who is part of the plunge protection team? The Secretary of the Treasury, the head of the Federal Reserve, the head of the Controller of the Currency, and the President of the United States. Do you think Paulson didn't tell the President of the United States that we've got a serious problem here, this whole thing's unraveling? And for this man to come out yesterday and throw out a term, World War III? I mean, you would imagine that Paulson, he's supposed to be a smart guy. He's got a net worth of $300 million. You're either a crook or a schmuck to have that kind of money. Well, what I should say is you're not a schmuck if you make $300 million. So he must have told the president something, but it just went in one ear and out the other. I think maybe it's because the president's approval ratings are pretty much close to dirt. Well, not really, because dirt is where Congress is. I think Congress's approval rating right now of 11%. Hitler was at 14%. This whole scam is unraveling. And it leads us back to gold. Because now we find out that the U.S. Treasury has kind of changed the wording on its six-month annual reports. Let me share this with you. See if this makes any sense. Is the U.S. government sneaking gold out of Fort Knox? This may be exactly the case, as evidenced by a very curious change in U.S. Treasury's reporting on gold supplies. Up until April the 27th of this year, the U.S. Treasury reported on a weekly basis its international reserve positions. On this form, the gold supply, valued at a fixed price of $42.22 an ounce, is reported at $11,041 million. The following week, the Treasury changed the form, and as first spotted by Bill Rummel and reported it on Free Market Gold and Money Report, the new form has changed to its reporting of the gold supply. No longer is the gold supply listed as a single gold stock, but now is reported as gold stock including gold deposits and, if appropriate, gold swapped. This is very interesting because this is a strong indication that the Treasury may be sneaking gold out the back door. The gold swap is really pushing gold out the back door. It is not sold. It is loaned for the value of the gold. Generally, it is loaned to bullion banks who then do the selling in the open market. If this is going on, the current climb in the price of gold is even more remarkable, given that this is occurring when literally Fort Knox gold may be in play and being sold. Now, let me explain how this little scam works. As we explained the other day, and it's not too hard to understand, and I'll make it very simple. I own a 100-ounce bar of gold. In other words, I'm Fort Knox. And you are a Wall Street guy sitting there. hang on a sec. Did I do anything wrong? Are we still on the air? I saw a little flash there. We got a caller. I'm beside myself today. And besides, I've been very busy. I think we got Linda in Pennsylvania. Hi, Linda.
Hello, sir. I just tuned in. I listen to you every night. I just tuned in this evening, and I had a question, and I don't know if I'm on topic, but my question is that I have a little bit of money saved, and I'm less than $20,000, and I'm trying to decide what to do with it in order to protect its value. And I don't feel totally comfortable with investing in gold because I'm not savvy in that field. And I understand that that some gold needs to be registered with the government and it can be reclaimed, and other types of gold coins and other ways you can buy gold. Like I said, I'm not savvy in that field, and so what I was considering was buying euros, and I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, Let me put it to you this way. Warren Buffett 2 years ago correctly forecasted the dollar's decline. He,
right,
too, like you, decided to invest $2 billion in the euro.
Mm-hmm.
He had a report back to Berkshire Hathaway clients this year in March that he had lost $2 billion in speculating in foreign currency against the dollar.
Oh.
Had he done the smart thing and had he bought the only asset that you can bet against the dollar with, being gold, he could have reported back to his Berkshire Hathaway clients that he is God's gift to the investment world, because that $2 billion investment had doubled in price. You see, there's only one asset out there that you can use to call it the anti-dollar, if you will. But gold is the only asset that can do that. As far as worrying about whether the government is going to come and take your gold away, that's definitely on the table. I can't say it's not on the table. It's definitely on the table. Do I actually think they're going to do that? No. Why do I think they're not going to do that? Because, to be perfectly honest with you, it's not worth their while, first of all, because less than 1% of Americans actually own physical gold. This is why, when this economic collapse happens, there's virtually no one that is going to be able to survive it, because no one owns the only thing that could protect them against a declining dollar, and that's gold. There's no other asset out there. If you want to invest in foreign currencies, let me tell you what. You've got the euro trading right now at 142. If you convert your 20,000 into euros, you would have to see the euro go to about 225 for you just to break even.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Now, let's say the economy collapses or damn near collapses, and the dollar is worth like a peso, and you have all this gold. How would you convert that into a currency, how would you convert that into something that would be spendable and be sustainable to you?
You call people like me, and you sell your gold, and we buy it for whatever the market value is at the time.
Okay, who sets the market value?
Market value is set every day by the London Metals Exchange in London, where the prices are fixed. And then from London, it travels to the COMEX in New York, where the prices are fixed based on, obviously, orders in, orders out. It's a commodity. It's just like any other commodities, like oil, it's like unleaded gasoline, it's like pork bellies, it's like
meat.
See,
that's the thing that makes me nervous as a layperson and someone who is not financially savvy. I don't understand how that all works, and and
the prices are set every day based on supply and demand. This is like economics 101. Whatever it is, and whether you're talking about the Google stock, why is Google stock at wherever it is? I don't even know where Google is right now. Most probably $400, $500, somewhere around there. Why is it at $500? Well, because obviously there's a lot of people that want to own Google stock. And so the amount of shares that are available as opposed to how many people want it obviously dictates what the price is going to be.
Okay, and so what is it that keeps making this gold price go up and up and up, that people are buying gold because the dollar is declining in value?
Absolutely. Nothing more complicated than that.
Okay.
In other words, let me give you an example, as we illustrated earlier. If in 2000 you could buy an ounce of gold for $250,
mm-hmm.
In other words, in 2000 you would hand over 250 Federal Reserve notes.
Right.
Okay, today you're going to hand over close to 800 Federal Reserve notes to acquire that same ounce of gold. So what has happened here? Has the price of gold gone up, or the amount of Federal Reserve notes required to buy that ounce of gold increased from 250 to 800?
Well, the Federal Reserve notes increased.
Well, sure. That means the purchasing power. In
right.
other words, In other words, what it would have cost you to buy $250, what you could have bought for $250
today in 2000, costs $800.
It costs you $800.
Right. Okay. Now I understand that, but what I'm still not clear on is who now if these bankers that are obviously, you know, they manipulate Wall
Everything.
Street, and they manipulate the entire money market. I guess what I'm really getting at is, if and when the economy collapses here, or even if there's a worldwide depression, somebody at the top is going to set the price for gold, right?
Well, sure, but the price of gold is set by
So if I bought it today for $800 an ounce, and the entire the world economy collapsed, they could then say, okay, no, we're going to set that price at $250.
No, they
can't. Is that a possibility?
No, of course not.
Okay, explain to me why. And I apologize for my
No. It's a very
I'm totally not financial savvy at all. I know how to save money. I don't know how to invest.
The prices are set every day in London. There's a group of bankers
right.
that sit around. They used to sit around the table. They all used to be in the same room.
Right.
They used to meet in the city, and they sit around. And they get information fed to them by traders from all over the world in how much gold they want to buy. Now, based on, obviously, those orders that are coming in to buy gold from mining companies and from refineries, they obviously can see what the demand is for gold. And based on that demand, or how many contracts are bought, that's how they set the price. The contracts that they deal with, unlike the contracts, and I don't want to get too technical here, unlike the contracts that they trade in New York City on the COMEX, they trade 100-ounce contracts. The London Metals Exchange deals with traders whose minimum contract is $250,000. I mean, unless you're buying 400 ounces of gold on the contract, you're not a player in that market. So it's obviously the central bankers, the institutions, and the mining companies that will dictate.
Okay, well, what's to stop them from devaluing? You see, I guess this is the part that I'm not getting. What is to stop them from devaluing the price of gold?
They can't devalue the price of gold because it's all based on, obviously, as I said to you, it's all based on how much gold is out there. How much gold is being produced by the mines versus how much gold is in demand, not only by the jewelry industry, but by central banks, by institutions, and by private investors.
Okay, and that would be because that is a tangible item.
Well, sure, because you've got to understand something. Gold's been around for 5,000 years. It's never gone to zero. It's never lost value. Unlike currencies. The dollar is the longest surviving fiat currency right now.
Mm-hmm.
And fiat currencies never have had a life expectancy of more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Federal Reserve note's been around since 1913. It's running to the end of its course.
I can see that as a layperson.
Well, it's just simply because think of when the dollar was backed by gold, it was a currency like a stew, a thick, rich, hearty stew, full of goodness, and everybody wanted it because it tasted good, it was good, it had great nutritional value. But what the Federal Reserve note, what the Federal Reserve Board did is they kept on adding water into this fine, healthy stew. Well, they've been adding water into the stew since 1913. It is not a stew any longer. It is swill.
And they did that by continually printing money.
By printing more dollars. Exactly. Mm-hmm. In other words, the United States has been exporting our inflation. In other words, we've been exporting our dollars to the rest of the world. And when America was held in high esteem, and it's still held in certain high esteem, unfortunately, that high esteem has been seriously damaged by this administration over the last 8 years.
Right.
To where foreigners not only don't want to come to America to do business, because of obviously the hassles that they have to go through at the airport coming to America, but by and large, they are divesting out of the dollar because of the irresponsible behavior of Congress to rein in government spending and continually to increase the U.S. debt, requiring the U.S. to borrow more and more money just to pay the interest on the debt. I hope that helped, but...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackie Wilson said, it was written to you. Kind of love you got to knock me off my feet. Let it all hang out. Oh, let it all hang out.
Welcome back, my friends. Okay. By the way, British sovereigns available from Republic Trading Group at $205. That price won't be $205 tomorrow morning. I can guarantee you that. $10 liberties, $475. They won't be that price tomorrow morning either. Gold just blew through $770 like a blowtorch through butter. Currently in the aftermarket, gold up $5.70 at $770.40. Silver up 14 cents at $13.88. You want to get in before prices change tomorrow? You can call me this evening at 1-800-691-7898. Let's try and squeeze John from Florida in here real quickly. Hey, John.
Hello. This is to the lady, the previous caller. If she wants to invest, I believe she should invest in some small domination denominal coins, like the British Sovereign. She ought to have a good water filter, some storable foods, maybe some extra gas cans. If she wants to invest her money, that something's actually going to help her. Because I see a lot of problems with $90 a barrel for gas or oil now, and she should listen to, on Tuesday night, Robert Chapman.
Well, absolutely. Now, obviously, I've got to say this because I keep my eye out on CNN while I do the show. I personally think this rise in gold price in the aftermarket is in large part thanks to the tensions created by the president yesterday, but there seems to be a lot of stuff going on in Pakistan. Bhutto arrived back today. Apparently a whole series of bombs have gone off. It looks like a couple hundred people injured, maybe a couple hundred dead, who knows. So the gold price could also be reflecting what is going on in Pakistan as we speak. But myself, I think not only with this article in the Wall Street Journal today, I mean, a lot of people have been obviously following this subprime mortgage market fallout, the recent announcement of all your major investment houses getting together with U.S. Treasury to come up with this $100 billion fund to placate the market like they've solved the problem. And it looks like that whole deal is unraveling because nobody knows what UFOs are, or otherwise SIVs, whatever those creations are. And once again, we end up with the same problem we had with collateralized debt obligations, as nobody knows what the underlying value is, and everybody's suspicious of whatever bailout package they're going to come up with. And as I said, the street has now accepted $100 a barrel oil. That in itself relates to $4 at the gas pump. I don't know how people are going to handle $4 gasoline.
It's hard now with $3, and I always keep 4 5-gallon cans full.
That'll help you out for a week or two.
actually, about a month because I got a good little car.
Okay. Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yours truly, I'll keep the midnight oil burning. If you're nervous about your dollars, you can call us here at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. Till tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's going to start. Till then, see you, bye.
With